Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. You are listening to SportsTownChicago.com. I'm Derek Tate here with Jonathan Hood, heading just nearing the third quarter. 50-46, the Canton Charge are on top of the Windy City Bulls. Jonathan, taking a look at the score sheet heading into the third quarter, like we've already kind of talked about, hammering home those, you know, the fact that the Windy City Bulls have not been able to finish out games. They're competitive in the first half and even good in the first half, but here we are, 4-point, you know, deficit. What do you see happening, and where do the Bulls really need to improve here heading into the second half?
There's some positives, Derek, in the first half that I saw that hopefully translate to the second half. Points in the paint, the Bulls have a 4-point advantage. They're plus four there, 26-22. They're plus four when it comes to a fast break point. So those are the positives. The other thing is, too, is we talked about trying to establish the Sears Center with home field advantage, home court advantage. So I love that the Bulls were able to get to the basket. You know, we talk about the 26 points in the paint, right? Well, now you went to the foul line 17 times. You have a plus seven on the foul line. You're supposed to be able to have more free throws at home than the road team. And so that's a great thing. And then shooting 40% from the field, that's positive. We talked about trying to keep the turnovers under 10. They only had six turnovers in the first half. So, you know, positive signs. But here's what I need from the Bulls. Better defense. Got to get better defensively. Try not to go over 100 points surrendered. Let's see what happens here.
Yeah, you mentioned that the Bulls were kind of surrendering some easy baskets there in the lane. And you would think that you have the 17-10 free throw attempts advantage, and yet you're trailing by four at halftime. So I do understand where you're coming from when it comes to the Bulls having to lock it down on defense. And in the previous matchup 6 days ago, they just played this Canton Charge team. They had a 74-73 lead heading into the fourth quarter, and they gave up three easy layups in a row, a 6-0 run, and then they never were able to take the lead again.
I think that one of the reasons why that happened and why this is happening here in the first half of this game is because Ken does a good job of sharing the basketball. One of the key numbers for Canton is assist, 16. 16 of their 18 field goals were assisted. That means that they're passing the ball very well. They know each other very well. Compared to the Bulls, 7 assists on 16 field goals. One and done is not going to get it done. Being able to make your other teams, your teammates better, that's going to really help in the second half.
Yeah, on the flip side, only 7 assists for the Windy City Bulls. We are underway here in the third quarter, 50-46, the Charge on top. Here's Emmanuel Terry. Drops it over to Kobe Simmons. Back down to Emmanuel Terry. Left baseline. Drops it over to Levi Randolph. Trapped in the corner. He kicks it out to Scoochie Smith. Smith pops it over to Kobe Simmons. Left baseline. Working on C.J. Fair. 5 on the shot clock. Spin move. Deflected is the ball and turned over. C.J. Fair flips it over to Walt Lemon Jr. 50-46. Drops it to Fair. Couldn't finish, but a late whistle, and C.J. Fair will go to the line. Good start here on the defensive end for the Windy City Bulls.
Good for C.J. Fair as well. 5 points going into halftime. I was able to get to the foul line 4 times. You mentioned 17 times to the foul line. 4 for C.J. Fair to lead all Windy City Bulls.
Leads the Windy City Bulls. Aggressiveness. You've seen him also on the offensive glass. Made a very nice save and turned into second chance points. Here's C.J. Fair trying to cut into a 4-point deficit, and he misses the first free throw that he'll drop to 3-5 from the charity strike tonight. The Windy City Bulls stacked house here at Sears Center Arena on Dogs Night as the second free throw is good, 50-47. With 11:29 remaining as the Charge are on top.
Yeah, there's dogs on the uniforms of the Bulls tonight. They get their black uniforms, but there's puppies on the left and right side of their uniform.
Here's Emmanuel Terry. Comes crashing into the lane, and that is going to be an offensive foul. C.J. Fair draws his second charge of the night.
We talked about this in the first half. Derek, he's got to be able to get on the score sheet doing something, C.J. Fair. Whether it's his defensive prowess, him going to the foul line, you know, he's at this point a G League veteran. He's got to be able to be more aware and be more active.
11:20 remaining in the third quarter, 50-47, the Charge lead. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. attacking the rack. Beautiful finish from Walt Lemon Jr.
Love Lemon being able to go right to the basket, the acceleration, and then the field goal.
Bulls trail by one, 50-49, Charge on top. Bonzi Colson back over to Kobe Simmons. Foul line extended. drops it off to Ja'Cory Williams, who came in for Emmanuel Terry. He's working on Walt Lemon Jr. He tries to go up, and it's blocked by C.J. Fair. Walt Lemon Jr. running the break, attacks the basket, and that's going to be goaltending, and the Bulls have the lead, 51-50.
Boy, I tell you what, the long arm of the law there from Ja'Cory Williams going up strong. And if now the Windy City Bulls will see if they can string some baskets together and some defensive stops.
10:40 remaining here in the third quarter. Here's Bonzi Colson, drops it off to Levi Randolph. Randolph open for three, and he knocks it down. Levi Randolph.
You know, wide open there. Sampson was on no man's land, way out high on the top.
53-51, charge on top. There's a little left-handed floater from Walt Lemon Jr. No good. Cleared out to Kobe Simmons. Simmons. Foul line extended against Mulder. There's Scoochie Smith. No hesitation. Fires for three. No good. Jakar Sampson handles the rebound and brings it across midcourt. Sampson attacking the basket. He's going to finish and has another chance at a three-point play opportunity.
Sampson underneath the basket. He paid for that field goal because he's writhing in pain underneath the basket. He's being helped up now by Michael Mulder. But, boy, the big guy being able to accelerate down the lane, holding his back. But you know what? He's got a chance for a three-point play here.
Jakar Sampson coming off of a season-high 29 points against the Nets.
Yeah, Long Island.
Long Island Nets. That is correct. He still fell a little bit short, but nice to see Jakar Sampson attacking the basket. Finishes strong. He's going to have an opportunity for one more.
Sampson right now got a little of the pimp walk going right now, the cool pimp walk. That's because not because he's cool, it's because he's in pain.
Swaying back and forth, kind of saunters up to the line, and he's going to go ahead and knock down the free throw. Windy City Bulls have the lead, 54-53, 10 minutes remaining in the third quarter. And here's Scoochie Smith working on Jakar Sampson. Kicks it over to Bonzi Colson. Colson over to Pointer, kicks it over to Scoochie Smith. Switch goes. He's got the big man, Jakar Sampson, with seven on the shot clock. Tries to drop it off. Great defensive effort there from Walt Lemon Jr.
Really was. He got his hand there, just went out of bounds. But he sprawled out on the floor trying to get that basketball.
Great defensive effort here to open the third quarter from the Windy City Bulls. Two on the shot clock as the charge retain possession. Simmons will go ahead and inbound ball as they wipe up the floor. Gotta love when you see your players diving, especially this is Walt Lemon Jr.'s second game with the team.
Yeah, absolutely. He wants to be able to show that it belongs on this team, and he's doing a really good job providing the energy, something that's been lacking, I think, on this team since Ulis went down with the injury.
Here's Simmons to inbound, two on the shot clock. Ja'Cory Williams is going to go ahead and fire up a turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound handled by Alkins. 54-53, Bulls on top. Alkins, he's not messing around. He tries to attack the basket, but that is going to be a charging foul. And Sir Dominic Pointer draws it on Raleigh Alkins.
Yes, sir. The offensive foul and the turnover.
Turnover here. Bulls lead 54-53, 9:37 remaining. That's going to be Kobe Simmons. Inbound of the ball, too. He's going to take it across midcourt. Drops it off to Ja'Cory Williams. Williams over to Scoochie Smith. Smith looking to get the ball down to Pointer in the block, on the block against Alkins. Great little pocket pass there. Kicks it back out. Bonzi Colson for three. And that hits back iron. Handled by Walt Lemon Jr. He's running the break. Drops it off. C.J. Fair tries to finish underneath the basket. A little wraparound layup attempt. But there is a foul, and that's going to be on Sir Dominic Pointer.
Yeah, once again, a foul on Pointer. This Canton Charge team, you know, there was a time that they were in Huntsville, Alabama. They were the Huntsville Flight once. They've been the Albuquerque Thunderbirds. They've been the New Mexico Thunderbirds. As a matter of fact, they won the G League Championship in 2006 when they were Albuquerque. And they've been the Canton Charge and in the playoffs every year since 2011, except for last year.
As C.J. Fair knocks down the first of two free throws. And they did win the D-League championship over the Fort Worth Flyers back in 2006. As Fair knocks down the second free throw, Bulls lead 56-53. Just over 9 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Scoochie Smith brings the ball across half court, drops it down to Ja'Cory Williams. That's another turnover here.
That's a positive in the right direction for the Bulls. Again, you want to be able to establish some momentum here. We talk about putting together some stops and some scores. It's really needed for this Bulls team, looking for their first win in the month of December.
56-53, Bulls on top. Walt Lemon Jr., nice pocket pass in the finish from Jakar Sampson.
Sampson, the big guy, being able to get out in space and finish right at the rim.
58-53, Bulls on top. Here's Bonzi Colson on the block. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Bonzi Colson, saying a little bit too much action with his elbows against Walt Lemon Jr. Trying to establish post position there. Had the smaller Walt Lemon Jr. in a mismatch, but a little too physical for the ref's liking, and that's going to be a turnover. 58-53, Bulls on top of the Canton charge. Here's Walt Lemon Jr., kicks it out. Mulder, corner three. Yes, sir.
Mulder knows these rims here at the Sears Center. Good for him to be able to be scoring the ball from three-point range.
13 points for Michael Mulder. He leads all Windy City Bulls. 61-53, Bulls on top with 8:12 remaining in the third quarter. Here's Bonzi Colson down on the left block against C.J. Fair. Goes up, blocked by Fair. C.J. Fair with a great defensive play. Mulder handles the loose ball, kicks it over to Sampson. Sampson over to Walt Lemon Jr. Jr. kicks it over to Mulder. Mulder puts the ball on the ground, drops it off to C.J. Fair, kicks it back out. Jakar Sampson for three. Yes, sir. Two back-to-back threes for the Windy City Bulls. And their lead is now 11 with 7:51 remaining in the third quarter. Bulls on top. You are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on SportsTownChicago.com.
Fans, during NBA Cares Season of Giving, the NBA, its teams, and its players are helping make a difference in the lives of those in need by giving back. Join the NBA and share how you are spreading holiday cheer this year by using the hashtag NBA Cares. To learn more, visit cares.nba.com. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. With 7:51 to play in the third, the Windy City Bulls have a 64-53 lead. And before we send it over to Derek Tate and Jonathan, let's hear from our other sideline reporter tonight, and Miss Rhonda King. Good evening, Rhonda.
Coach is telling them to continue to returning with good energy. Mulder with a high score is doing great.
Thank you, Rhonda. Welcome back to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network here at the Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates. 7:51 remaining in the third quarter. I'm Derek Tate with Jonathan Hood and Ryan Fahey. Bulls on top, 64-53. We talked about how we wanted to see more ball movement. Three assists here early in the third period for the Windy City Bulls. One, Walt Lemon Jr. down to Jakar Sampson, and then two corner threes. And here's Scoochie Smith with 16 left on the shot clock. Drives, and he's going to go ahead and try to finish, tries to fight through a lot of contact there on Jakar Sampson. Scoochie Smith's going to go to the line.
Well, I mean, the officials would have you believe that. I mean, come on now. I mean, Sampson, because he's a big, we got the replay to our right here as we take a look at the monitor. He's standing straight up. He doesn't even touch the guy.
Yeah, okay. Tough.
Apparently, you're pro ref in that regard.
Tough call there on Jakar Sampson. It did seem that Scoochie Smith kind of got bailed out there by the refs.
I mean, you got to get a ref's card in your pocket, you're happy to see us.
I got nothing there. Nothing there as Scoochie Smith misses the first of two free throw attempts. And the second one is good.
Easy for you to say.
Still a double-digit deficit here for the Canton Charge. Bulls on top, 64-54, 7:30 remaining in the third period. And there's an errant pass. Sir Dominic Poynter on the steal, and he's going to go ahead and finish.
All right, so now you got to recover. You let that go, Derek. You move on, and you get to the next, see what the Bulls can do now because they've established some momentum here in the game.
And now the lead is down to 8, 64-56. Walt Lemon Jr. back-to-back turnovers here. And Kobe Simmons brings the ball across midcourt. And there's another whistle, a little bit of contact as he drives and tries to finish with the left hand. And he will go to the line for two.
Okay, we can't let that one go, okay? Yeah. All right. The first one, you say, okay, now you got to move. Now the second one, no. And as you know, turnovers in transition, it will hurt you. And with this Bulls team, because they've surrendered so many games, giving up 100 points or more, turnovers are vital in this game to be able to get away from those things.
Absolutely. I mean, Simmons knocks down the first free throw. But we talked about turnovers and how they only had 7 in the first half. They now have 2 on back-to-back possessions. Got to clean it up here. As Simmons knocks down both free throws, 64-58. Bulls on top with just over 7 minutes remaining as Sampson brings the ball across midcourt, drops it off to Mulder. He's working on Scoochie Smith. Drops it over to Walt Lemon Jr. Sampson kicks it over to Mulder, 4-3, and that one rims in and out, handled by Bonzi Colson. Here's Kobe Simmons across midcourt at the top of the key, working on C.J. Fair. Bulls lead 68-54, drops it down. Bonzi Colson against Walt Lemon Jr. He goes to the right hand, hacked on his way up, and Colson will go to the line for two.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, the parent team for for this Canton Charge ball club, they really could use some scoring. I don't know why Bonzi Colson can't be on that roster. Seriously, playing really well.
As he knocks down the first free throw, and yeah, Bonzi Colson, even though he's unorthodox as far as his game goes, right, for a guy that's 6'6", but he's so efficient down low. They really could use him on the next level as he knocks down both free throws. Bulls lead, which was 11, is now trimmed down to 4 with 6:32 remaining in the third quarter. Here's Raleigh Alkins at the top of the key. He's trapped, and it looks like they're going to call a jump ball. That's Kobe Simmons that was able to tie him up.
And nice job there again by the Charge, just collapsing in on Raleigh Alkins. Now we're going to have a jump ball right at the free throw circle between Simmons and Alkins, looks like.
Simmons and Alkins facing off for a tip-off at the foul line in Charge territory. Trying to 3 bad possessions here in a row for the Bulls. That one's tipped and handled by Walt Lemon Jr. There's 11 on the shot clock. 64-60, Bulls on top. Lemon kicks it out. Michael Mulder drops it over to Jakar Sampson. He's got 3 on the shot clock. He's going to fire from the elbow and hits. 2 there for Jakar Sampson.
He wasn't sure what he wanted to do there, if he wanted to pass or take the shot. He did the right choice. Nice shot there.
Bulls lead 66-60 with 6 minutes remaining in the third. Here's Bonzi Colson working on C.J. Fair on the left block. Kicks it over to Scoochie Smith. Pump fake. Kicks it out to Colson. Colson is going to get called for steps. Turnover here for the Charge.
Second time that we've seen that. Again, just taking too many steps. He's frustrated using profanity there because he's thinking, man, I should have been able to get to the basket without doing that. But Colson has really worked hard. He should pat himself in the back.
In order to should use barks here on Sensor Night, on Dogs Night here in Sears Center Arena, 66-60, Bulls on top. Walt Lemon Jr. kicks it out to an open Jakar Sampson for 3, just off the back iron. Rebound handled by Bonzi Colson. 6-point lead for the Bulls. 5:30 remaining in the third quarter. Here's Kobe Simmons. 2-man game. Kicks it over to Colson. Open 3, and yes, sir, big 3 there from Bonzi Colson.
On the drive-in kick, there was Colson wide open, knocking down that 3. Remember the turnovers that Windy City had, and now look at the score, 66-63 Bulls.
11-point lead has evaporated very quickly. Charlie Henry doesn't like what he sees. Timeout. Bulls on top, 66-63 with 5 minutes and 10 seconds remaining. You are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
As the dog races commence here on the floor of the Sears Center Arena, it's a dog fight through 2.5 quarters and some change, 66-63. Windy City Bulls have the three-point lead with 5:10 to play in the 30. Quick G League update around the league right now as the Oklahoma City Blue, after three quarters, have an 83-71 lead over the Memphis Blue. And the Austin Spurs trailing by 34 to the Texas Legends at the half, 69-35, and it's gone final. Grand Rapids Drive holding off Raptors 905, 110-105, and the Wisconsin Herd on the road in convincing fashion over the Maine Red Claws, 106-94. Derek, Jonathan, back to you.
Thanks, Ryan. Welcome back to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Bulls on top, 66-63 with 5:10 remaining. Alkins will receive the inbound pass, working on Sir Dominic Poynter. Drops it off to Jakar Sampson, and he's going to be fouled. He won't have an opportunity for a three-point play. Couldn't finish it up, but he will go to the charity strike 4-2.
The foul's going to be on Sir Dominic Poynter for the Canton charge. Jakar Sampson, since coming off of injury, has really been a catalyst offensively, especially down low. The offense that's been needed, Derek, on the inside. Well, you think that Jakar's done a nice job.
Yeah, Jakar's done a really great job as he knocks down the first free throw. I mean, he's got NBA experience. You can tell with his NBA range, he's able to put a guy that's his size able to put the ball on the ground with such efficiency as he knocks down his second free throw. Bulls lead 68-63. Definitely have seen an improvement on the offensive side for the Windy City Bulls ever since he has returned. 4:57 remaining in the third period. Bulls lead by 5. Scucci Smith, with 13 left on the shot clock, fires it over to Sir Dominic Poynter. Down low to Bonzi Colson, working on Thomas Wilder. He picks his pocket. Wilder running the fast break. 4-on-3. He's going to take it himself. Kick it out to Raleigh Alkins. Corner three. Yes, sir. Raleigh Alkins knocks it down for three.
Alkins wide open in the corner. Inside, outside, Alkins. That's the reason why he's a great two-way player for this Windy City team.
Bulls lead 71-63 with 4:20 remaining in the third period. Here's Scucci Smith with 9 seconds remaining on the shot clock, working on Thomas Wilder. Will you have this dance? Spins off it behind his back, kicks it out. Bonzi Colson, corner three, can't knock it down. Rebound goes to Raleigh Alkins. Alkins met by a host of charge defenders. He slows it down, kicks it back. Alkins, two-man game with Jakar Sampson. Swings it over to C.J. Fair, foul line extended left side. Kicks it back. Alkins fires straight away. No good. Rebound handled by Scucci Smith. 71-63 Bulls on top. 3:48 remaining in the third period. Oh, what a move by Scucci Smith. Splitting the gap and finishing with the right hand.
It becomes a beautiful move when Wilder just puts his hand out. Putting your hand out is not defense. When you get in front of the man, that's defense.
Got to close the gap. 71-65. Bulls lead. 3:30 remaining. Here's Alkins. Kicks it over. Jakar Sampson. Top of the key. Puts the ball on the ground. Finishes with the left hand. Beautiful move, Jakar Sampson.
He galloped in the lane, high-stepping his way to the basket.
Beautiful move. 73-65. Bulls on top. 3:17 remaining. Here's Ja'Cory Williams working on Jakar Sampson. Ja'Cory puts the ball on the ground. Nice finish there with the right hand from Ja'Cory Williams.
Yeah, you saw Sampson over underneath the basket, patting his chest lane. That's my bad. Yes, it was.
73-67. Got to tighten up the defense. Bulls on top. Just under 3 minutes remaining. Alkins, two-handed slam. Bulls lead by 8.
Flying through the air here at the Sears Center. Terrific dunk by Raleigh Alkins. He's showing us the full gamut tonight.
75-67. Raleigh Alkins pump fake and goes straight to the rack. No hesitation. Here's Abdur Rahman. Two-man game with Ja'Cory Williams. Now working on Sampson on the switch. 7 on the shot clock. Kicks it back out to Sir Dominic Poynter. Poynter spins. Floater with the right hand. No good. Bonzi Colson keeps it alive. Tipped out and handled by Scucci Smith. A new 24 here for the Canton charge. Bulls still lead 75-67. Swings it over to Sir Dominic Poynter. Poynter kicks it over to Williams. Williams over to Scucci Smith. Smith gets by and beautiful drop-off pass to Bonzi Colson for the easy two. Bulls lead 75-69. We are just now at the two-minute mark here. Third period here at Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates. Here's Michael Moeller, two-man game, kicks it over. C.J. Fair, corner three. Oh, that's Fair. Well done, C.J. Fair for three.
Great job by Fair. Again, wide open in the corner. Took that shot. That's great for him. He's had a really nice game tonight.
Bulls lead by nine, 78-69. 140 remaining here. Canton charge. Kick it over to Colson. Now to Corey Williams on the left block, working on Thomas Wilder. There's going to be a foul as he'll shoot two. Pretty fast pace here, but the Bulls, who appeared to surrender their 11-point lead, and now they have swelled it back up to nine as Kobe Simmons, Emmanuel Terry, and Isaac Hamilton all are ready to check in for the Canton Charge. Farrakhan Hall ready to check in for the Windy City Bulls. Here's Ja'Cory Williams. The crowd starting to get loud here in the Sears Center Arena. Bonzi Colson will step out, as well as, let's see who the other substitutions are. VJ Beecham also comes in for Michael Mulder for the Windy City Bulls. Scoochie Smith, Bonzi Colson will take a seat for the Canton Charge.
Mike Rinking is the head coach for this Canton Charge team, does a nice job. The British-American pro ball player from Upper Sandusky, Ohio.
16 years across the pond. He played basketball in the British leagues. 78-70, Bulls lead 128 and counting here in the third period.
Here's not only was he overseas, he was out of town in Europe.
Here's C.J. Fair off the little drop pass from Raleigh Alkins. Couldn't get it to fall, handled by Isaac Hamilton. 112 remaining in an 8-point lead, 78-70, Bulls on top. Here's Kobe Simmons, two-man game with Emmanuel Terry. Floats a pass, he kicks it back out. Here's Abdur Rahman, poked away. Thomas Wilder with two steals this period. Great defense from Thomas Wilder. He brings it across half court. 78-70, Bulls on top. He's going right at Abdur Rahman. Great aggressiveness. He gets the whistle here at home.
Yeah, once again, Wilder being able to get to the basket. Again, you're drawing fouls here. The Windy City Bulls still have the advantage on free throws, and that is a positive. Again, you're dictating the pace when you're doing this, Derek.
The Bulls do have a 22-16 advantage at the free throw line. Here's Wilder. He knocks down the first. Bulls on top, 79-70. Wilder actually very active on the defensive end. He's had a little bit of trouble getting it going on the offensive end, though, as of recently. He hasn't topped 2 points in his last four games. And here's Wilder. Second free throw is good. Bulls lead is back to double digits, 80-70. Bulls on top with 48 seconds remaining in the third period. Here's Ja'Cory Williams, drops it off to Isaac Hamilton, top of the key. Hamilton over to Kobe Simmons. Hamilton open for three. Yes, sir. Big three there for the Canton Charge.
Yeah, great job there. Again, Hamilton wide open in the corner, and the Bulls slow to recover. See what happened in the last 30.
Bulls lead 80-73. Here's C.J. Fair at the top of the key. Euro step and a bad turnover. Isaac Hamilton with the steal, and he kicks it over to Kobe Simmons for three. No good, but a long rebound goes to Emmanuel Terry. He drops it back to Ja'Cory Williams. Williams against Fair, down low. Nice little move, drops with the right hand, but no good. And the possession is going to stay with the Canton Charge. Loose ball that didn't go the Windy City Bulls' way. Pretty bad turnover there from C.J. Fair. Got caught with nowhere to really go. 10 seconds remaining here. Here's Emmanuel Terry, drops it off to Isaac Hamilton. 7 seconds left. Goes to the right hand, scoop shot, and that is good. Bulls lead trimmed 80-75. Here's Raleigh Alkins with 1 second remaining. Did he get it off? It falls. The runner. It counts. And they're going to have to go ahead and review this one. But as of right now, how it's called, 82-75. Nice runner there by Alkins.
Absolutely. Good to see Alkins. He's been active, whether it's from three-point range, whether it's some powerful dunks. You know, there's a reason why that he's a two-way player.
Okay. Ruling on the field is a made basket. They are going to go ahead and review this. You mentioned that Raleigh Alkins has been incredibly aggressive. He hasn't taken a three all night, he's actually pumped and gone to the rack a couple times. And I love the aggressiveness from Raleigh Alkins.
Bulls lead 82-75. Fourth quarter coming up next as you're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on Sportstown Chicago and the Bulls Radio Network.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
Welcome back to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Here is Rhonda King.
Coach wants the team to dig in. He rested the high scores at the end of the third quarter, and they're looking for a strong defensive fourth quarter.
Thank you, Rhonda, and I'm Derek Tate here with Jonathan Hood, SportstownChicago.com, listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network Dogs Night here at Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Bulls have the lead 82-75. That basket did count for Raleigh Alkins at the end of the third period.
Yeah, it was a two-point field goal according to the official. So now, Windy City, I thought Derek had a really good third quarter. Let's see if they can make some stops here. Holding the charge under 100, that would be an accomplishment.
Absolutely. 82-75, 7-point lead here for the Windy City Bulls. Here's Farrakhan Hall, open three, and that one's going to hit off the front of the iron. That one's handled by Isaac Hamilton. 7-point lead here for the Windy City Bulls. Scoochie Smith has re-entered the game. Corey Williams drops it off to Isaac Hamilton at the top of the key. Here's Kobe Simmons. Simmons drops it off. Hamilton down the left baseline. He's going to kick it over to Emmanuel Terry. And there's going to be a whistle as he goes up for the layup. It looks like it's going to go on Thomas Wilder. He got the elbow. And Terry will go to the line.
Remember what this game means. The Bulls have not won in the month of December looking for their first victory. Have not won since their game against the Maine Red Claws in Portland on November 29th, 106-105. So they want to be able to break this four-game losing streak tonight.
Four-game losing streak as Terry's first free throw is no good. It hasn't been a kind holiday season here for the Windy City Bulls. No wins in December.
Depends on the holidays you celebrate.
That is very true. It is very true. But the Bulls are still in search of their first win here in the Sears Center Arena. This crowd is starting to get loud. Terry's second free throw is no good, so they come up empty. 82-75, Bulls on top. Just under 11:30 remaining in the final quarter. Here's Thomas Wilder, who has re-entered the game. Kicks it over. Kaiser Gates, immediate three, knocks it down. Kaiser Gates, and the lead swells back to 10.
Boy, Derek, they really needed that three at that spot right there.
Big shot there from Kaiser Gates. 85-75, Bulls on top as we hit the 11-minute mark. Here's Scoochie Smith with 14 on the shot clock. Drops it over to Kobe Simmons. Foul line extended, working on John Octius. Simmons kicks it over to Isaac Hamilton. Hamilton cut off by Kaiser Gates, and there's a travel on Ja'Cory Williams. Good rotation defense there from the Windy City Bulls.
You want to see more of that here, especially in the fourth quarter. You're trying to get off this schneid a little bit. You're trying to be able to win this ball game here. You're second. Got to be able to do the little things. That was a terrific defensive performance there by the Bulls.
One defensive possession at a time.
Yeah.
Bulls lead 85-75 with 10:40 remaining in the fourth quarter. This is where things fell apart last time for the Windy City Bulls. Almost a week ago, this past Saturday, they had a lead heading into the fourth quarter. Here's Kaiser Gates as he drives into the lane, goes right at Isaac Hamilton, and he gets the whistle. He'll shoot two.
So, once again, it's about trying to establish momentum here if you are the Windy City Bulls.
And you did mention that the last time the Windy City Bulls got a victory, it was against the Red Claws. It was against the main Red Claws, and it was actually Kaiser Gates who hit the game-winning free throw as he knocks down the first here. Bulls lead 86-75.
Hamilton on the foul on that spot, by the way. And so, and Kaiser Gates, we talked about Mulder earlier. Gates the same way, can knock down threes, utilizes wingspan defensively. Windy City's got good players, but they just have to come together here.
Kaiser Gates from Xavier knocks down both free throws. Bulls lead by 12, 87-75 over the Canton Charge. With 10:24 remaining in the third period, here's Scoochie Smith for three, and that one hits off the back iron, and it's knocked out of bounds by Emmanuel Terry, and another good defensive possession here by the Windy City Bulls.
Terry was a big time offensively, along with Bonzi Colson the last time the Charge and Bulls hooked it up. Bulls need to be able to keep it going here with less than 10 to play.
Less than 10 to play, 87-75, Bulls on top. Here's Farrakhan Hall. Pass is tipped by Emmanuel Terry. Nine on the shot clock. Here's Thomas Wilder. Wilder kicks it over. John Octius fires for three. Yes, sir. John Octius hits another three for the Windy City Bulls.
Good to see Octius get into the scorer's realm there, especially from three. Can knock it down, the kid from Purdue.
Bulls lead by 15, 19-75, as Kobe Simmons gets the kind roll off the front rim. Now the lead is by 13. 90-77, Bulls on top with 9:36 remaining in tonight's contest. Here is VJ Beecham who re-enters the game. Kicks it over to Farrakhan Hall. Hall at the top of the key. Kicks it over. Gates fires another three. Foul line extended. Back-to-back threes for Kaiser Gates. And now a timeout from Nate Reinking as the Windy City Bulls lead by 16, 93-77. You are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears.
On SportsTownChicago.com.
Welcome back to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Here's Rhonda King.
The Bulls have come in strong from their bench, scoring almost 20 points. They're about to start blending the starters in, and they're looking for a push towards the end, hoping to get over 100 points.
Thank you, Rhonda. And I'm Derek Tate here with Jonathan Hood. As mentioned from Rhonda, 20 points off the bench. You're getting those contributions outside of Jakar Sampson and Walt Lemon Jr.
Yeah, 21 points off the bench in the last game. It wasn't enough. You want to be able to keep it going here. You got plenty of time. Don't relinquish the lead.
Timely buckets by the Windy City Bulls, 93-77 with 15 on the shot clock. Scoochie Smith kicks it over right side. Isaac Hamilton hits it to a cutting. Bonzi Colson denied at the rack by Farrakhan Hall.
Oh, my brother. To the mountaintop goes Farrakhan.
Swats that one all the way back down to the bottom of the mountaintop. Bottom of the mountaintop, but you... 9:04 remaining, 93-77, Bulls on top. And here is Kaiser Gates, foul line extended. Here's John Octius. Octius kicks it over. Gates fires another three. He is feeling it. Three straight three-pointers from Kaiser Gates.
This is what you've been looking for, right? Being able to stretch the floor, stretch it, make sure that you're able to get your open shooters. You've seen this with Mulder and definitely with Kaiser Gates.
Here's Scoochie Smith, and he finishes at the rack. Lead is 96-79 in favor of the Bulls. 8:30 remaining in tonight's contest. Kaiser Gates, 11 points in the fourth quarter. Here's a kick out. John Octius, open three. He's hit two in a row. The Bulls are heating up from downtown. Five straight. 99-79. Bulls on top.
The defense was strong for Canton.
And there's Isaac Hamilton, who knocks down a corner three. Big bucket there. 99-82 in favor of the Bulls. 8 minutes remaining as Kaiser Gates almost thinks about pulling the trigger from about 5 feet past the three-point line. Here's Thomas Wilder working on Emmanuel Terry. He pulls up for an 18-foot jumper, and that hits nothing. Saved by Scoochie Smith, and here's Levi Randolph, who goes across midcourt, kicks it over to Scoochie Smith. Smith down to Emmanuel Terry in the block against Farrakhan Hall. Kicks it out to Levi Randolph. 12 on the shot clock. Working on V.J. Beecham. Nice spin move. Pull-up jumper. Cans it.
It's a beautiful shot. Let's see what they do, the Bulls do, on this end of the floor. Okay, this is the issue here. You got to be able to pass the basketball.
Here is a nice little pass to a charging Farrakhan Hall as the Bulls appear to be going to the free throw line to shoot two. Is Farrakhan Hall as they lead 99-84.
Now, you remember Wilder on this end, right? What he did is that he got one pass and then he shot the basketball without passing it. And he patted himself on the chest like, that's my bad. Because he had to realize that the reason why that the Windy City Bulls are about to hit 100 points with this free throw while Hall's up there is because they passed the basketball. We talked about assist to field goal ratio for Canton, which was strong. And now in the second half, you notice the Bulls passing the basketball side to side, looking for the open man, and that's what opens up the three, Derek.
The ball movement has been fantastic here for the Windy City Bulls, and it does help that they're knocking down shots. As Farrakhan Hall actually goes 0-for-2, but Kaiser Gates, great offensive rebound, and the Bulls retain possession 99-84 with 7:20 remaining. Like you said, the ball movement has been fantastic, Jonathan. Here's a drop to Farrakhan Hall. He's doubled immediately. Farrakhan Hall, shot clock expires. That's going to be a turnover.
Okay, so that's the first one of the game, shot clock violation. Again, you're passing the basketball. Got to be aware of the shot clock here. You know, it's the G League. You never know. The league can go just like that. So they got it. So Windy City's now got to ratchet it down defensively.
Ratchet it down defensively as they lead by 15, 99-84. 7 minutes remaining, 13 on the shot clock. Here's Kobe Simmons working on Farrakhan Hall. Gets Hall up in the air and finishes. Nice move there, but from Kobe Simmons. 99-86 is the lead, and here is a quick timeout to try to go ahead and head off this run by the Canton Charge. But the Windy City Bulls are on top, 99-86 with 6:48 remaining. You are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
SportsNowChicago.com.
Windy City Bulls have a 13-point lead with 6:48 to go. 99-86 our score on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball. SportsNowChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Another G League action tonight. The Oklahoma City Blue on their home floor have a 103-91 lead over the Memphis Hustle with just over 4 minutes to go in the fourth. And over in the Western Conference, the Texas Legends continuing the beatdown of the Austin Spurs in the third quarter they're in. Texas has a 91-54 lead in that one. And coming up our nightcap tonight in the Western Conference, tipping off in just under 10 minutes from now, the Santa Cruz Warriors hosting the Sioux Falls Skyforce. Now for the final 6:48 of the game, Derek Tate, Jonathan Hood.
Thank you, Ryan. You're listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Bulls on top, 99-86. They're looking for their first victory here at Sears Center Arena since November 2nd, the opening game. They've lost five straight here, but Jonathan, they are on their way as long as they can keep up the defensive effort.
Well, that's what it comes down to here. You got to be able to make stops. Now, that's for any basketball game, but in particular for this Bulls team, you want to be able to keep the charge under 100. It's very likely, but we'll see.
We will see. Here's Thomas Wilder at the top of the key working on Isaac Hamilton. And there is Thomas Wilder working iso ball. No good on the turnaround jumper handled by Bonzi Colson. 99-86, 6:30 remaining here in tonight's contest. Bulls holding on to a 13-point lead. Here is Scoochie Smith working on Thomas Wilder. He loses control, and that's handled by Kaiser Gates. A steal for the Windy City Bulls, and he turns it right back over. Farrakhan Hall gives it up to Kobe Simmons, who gives it to Hamilton for an easy layup.
Yeah, now that's plays done. Now let's see what happens on the offensive end for the Bulls.
Bulls lead 99-88, 11-point lead with just over 6 minutes remaining. Here's John Octius, drops it down on the block to Farrakhan Hall, working on Bonzi Colson. And he gets the call as he goes up on the block for a jumper, and he's going to go to the line for two.
Tell you what, the Bonzi Colson put his big barrel chest right against Farrakhan Hall there. This is good defense, but he did have some contact there, so Farrakhan will go to the line.
I'm not sure Bonzi Colson is 224. It has him listed as 224. He looks like a stout 240 down there. As he battles, and actually Farrakhan Hall misses the first of two free throws. Farrakhan Hall has missed three straight at the charity strike. Bulls are looking to get to the 100-point mark. He's missed four in a row now. The lead stays at 11 with just under 6 minutes remaining, 99-88. Bulls on top. Here is Kobe Simmons. Kicks it over to Isaac Hamilton. Hamilton working on Michael Mulder. He gets him up in the air, jumps into him. Can't convert on the jumper, but he will go to the line for two.
Now here's the hallmark of the charge, okay? They're on the road, but the one thing that we saw in the first half that we're starting to see in the fourth quarter is the ability to pass the ball from side to side. Now, you would think that the Bulls are going to be the team that's going to slow this down, make it a free throw game, but you know that the charge, veteran team, winning team so far this season, you know, they have the ability to come back in this game quickly with stops, be able to move that basketball.
Absolutely. That's actually 11 points now on the night for Isaac Hamilton. The lead is down to 10, and here is a chance to trim it to 9. Hamilton converts on both free throws. 99-90, Bulls on top with 5:45 remaining. They have been getting to the free throw line, but unable to convert on their opportunities. Farrakhan Hall has missed four straight free throws as Walt Lemon Jr. re-enters the game, and so does Jakar Sampson. 12 on the shot clock. Lemon picks up his dribble. Double-teamed is Jakar Sampson immediately. He kicks it over to Walt Lemon Jr. Octius in the corner. Pump fakes. Kicks it over. Mulder puts it on the ground. Oh. Shot clock expires. The second one of this quarter for the Bulls.
Okay. Well, now you're too unselfish, okay? Octius has got to be able to pull the trigger from three from the corner in that situation. He passed the basketball with less than two on the shot clock, and now the violation. Now the charge are on their way.
Things are starting to get a little interesting here. 9-point lead, 99-90. Bulls on top with 5:10 remaining. And here is Bonzi Colson, left side, working on John Octius. The jump hook misses. Now 5 minutes remaining. Bulls on top, 99-90. Here's Michael Mulder, brings it across midcourt. Drops it over to Jakar Sampson. Sampson's working on Colson. Here's an 18-footer. Cans it. And the lead swells back to 11. The Bulls are over 100 points.
Yeah, Colson sagged off of him. And then Sampson was able to knock down the jumper. Showing an array of talents is Sampson tonight.
He's got the entire arsenal going. Bulls lead 101-90 with 4:36 remaining. Here's Simmons with 10 on the shot clock. Kicks it over to Levi Randolph. Randolph puts the ball on the ground. Isaac for three. No good. Gates gobbles up the rebound, kicks it over to Walt Lemon Jr., 4:24 remaining. Bulls with an 11-point lead, 101-90. Here's Walt Lemon. He puts the ball on the ground, and there's going to be a tie up. Oh, could have been a reach in there on Scoochie Smith, but they go ahead and call it a jump ball.
Boy, that's brutal. You know, as I take a look at the replay, as we kind of look over to the NBC broadcast, yeah, he got his hand in there. Looks like it could have been called a foul. Just think the official wants to slow the game down so he can get a breather and put this ball up here in the air.
One of those 50-50 calls that could have gone either way.
Yeah, it's tough.
Did go across his body, but did get his hand on the ball. So here's a jump ball with 4:17 remaining. Bulls on top, 101-90. Lemon skies for it, but John Octius tracks it down before it goes out of bounds. 10 on the shot clock. There's already been two 24 shot clock violations. in this quarter. Lemon Jr. kicks it. Mulder, corner three, wide open. Yes, sir. Another three for the Windy City Bulls and a timeout from Nate Reinking. The Bulls now lead by 14, 104-90 with 4:03 remaining. You are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena here on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. And here is Rhonda King.
Coach gets saying, we got to get stops, we got to get stops. Back to you, Derek.
Got to get those stops. Thank you, Rhonda. Jonathan, welcome back. We got 4:03 remaining in tonight's contest. Bulls on top by 14, 104-90. Looking for their first victory since opening night here. Oh, the bank is open. Levi Randolph banks in a three. Lead is now 11, 104-93. 3:40 remaining in tonight's contest. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. Kicks it over. Mulder, no hesitation, fires a three, but that one is off the mark. Rebound handled by Bonzi Colson. Simmons brings it across half court. Kicks it over to Emmanuel Terry. And there's going to be a foul on the floor. And looks like it's going to go against the Windy City Bulls.
It's on John Octius.
On John Octius. Bulls, that is their third foul of the fourth quarter, so they are not in the penalty. Here's Bonzi Colson with 16 on the shot clock. Simmons down to Levi Randolph. Randolph in the post, misses the little jump hook. Rebound, Gates. Gates had himself a great fourth quarter. Bulls lead 104-93 with 3:17 remaining. And here's a timeout called by Charlie Henry. So the Windy City Bulls trying to hold on to their first victory, or trying to get their first victory since November 2nd. They've lost five straight here at Sears Center Arena. This crowd here, like the Scream Team is out and about, Jonathan, and this Sears Center Arena is starting to get up. They're sensing a victory for the first time in a while here in Hoffman Estates.
There's no question about it. Canton Charge coming into this game, 3.5 games behind the Raptors, 905 in the Eastern Conference. And again, they haven't played a ton of games. You know, we talked about their 7-6 record. They have not played as many games as the Bulls, but the Canton Charge has played very well with Simmons, with Randolph. At last game, Emmanuel Terry was a catalyst, but you see a little bit of a changing of the guard here in this ball game. It really comes to the keys that we talked about before the game. We talked about how the Windy City Bulls need to be able to get in the paint area, establish that. I think that some of the lineups that you've seen here from Charlie Henry have been pretty good, utilizing Gates and many others as far as size and length.
Jakar Sampson wastes no time going to the rack. He puts it in on a reverse layup. Bulls now lead 106-93, and we just now hit the three-minute mark here remaining in tonight's contest. Here's Levi Randolph at the elbow, drops it back to Scoochie Smith, 12 on the shot clock. Here's Levi Randolph, puts the ball on the ground and goes right at Kaiser Gates and Jakar Sampson, and they're going to call that one on Kaiser Gates. Levi Randolph is going to go to the line and shoot two and try to cut into this 13-point deficit.
You know, the other thing, too, is we talked about earlier about Lemon. Lemon comes in. It's his second game with Windy City. It pays to have a lead guard, a point guard, that can be able to not only harness an offense but also be able to get his, going to the basket, knocking down threes. It's what the Bulls are missing with Tyler Ulis, but I really think that Lemon's done a nice job in his stead.
Walter Lemon's done a fantastic job. Randolph only converts on one of two. The lead is now 12. Bulls on top 106-94 with 2:45 remaining. Walt Lemon Jr. has actually had himself a very nice second game here with the Windy City Bulls and seems to be finding a rhythm with some of his other teammates as he's now working on the elbow. He fires for three, and that one's no good. The rebound is handled by Kobe Simmons, and there is going to be a loose ball foul. And apparently this one's going to go against the Windy City Bulls. John Octius, it looks like they called for a loose ball foul.
Yes.
And that'll bring the Bulls up to five team fouls in the quarter. That means the Charge are going to go to the line here. Emmanuel Terry will shoot two. Emmanuel Terry got his first career double-double against this very Windy City Bulls team last Saturday. Terry, at this point, looking for his seventh point of the night. And here's the free throw. No good. And this Windy City Bulls fan base is starting to get up here, trying to get into the head of Emmanuel Terry and bring home the first home victory for the Windy City Bulls since November 2nd.
Dogs are barking.
Here is Terry. Off the front iron, but a offensive rebound. Big one by Kobe Simmons. Here's Randolph, steps into a three, no good off the front iron. Look at the hustle there, though, by Emmanuel Terry. He goes flying into the front row, and he drops it off. Fast break on the other end. Jakar Sampson with the one-handed flush.
And timeout, Ryan King. He's seen enough.
Nate Ryan King has seen enough. The lead jumps back up to 14. The Windy City Bulls are on top of the Canton Charge, 108-94. As you are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
Sports, Chicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates, SportstownChicago.com, and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. I'm Derek Tate here with Jonathan Hood and Ryan Fahey. 2:06 remaining, Bulls with a 108-94 lead. Here's Bonzi Colson, 4-3. That one's no good. Rebound by Jakar Sampson. And we are now under the two-minute mark. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. bringing the ball across midcourt. Jonathan, what do you want to see on this possession from the Bulls?
Offense.
Oh, no. There's a turnover. Levi Randolph with the steal and the easy layup finish. And the lead is now cut to 12 with 143 remaining. Bulls on top, 108-96.
Didn't get it that time. Now this time, offense.
Offense this time. Take two. And here's Walt Lemon Jr. working on Scoochie Smith. Tries a shovel pass to no one. He expected John Octius to cut. That's a turnover. And the Bulls hanging on to a 12-point lead with 130 remaining. 108-96. Back to Kobe Simmons. He's going to go break down John Octius off the dribble, but misses the finger roll right at the dish. Bulls have possession with a 12-point lead, 108-96, with 112 remaining in the fourth quarter. And here's Mulder, kicks it over to Walt Lemon Jr. Playing a two-man game with Jakar Sampson right on the elbow. Six on the shot clock. Lemon tries to fire it off over to Kaiser Gates in the corner. Scoochie Smith deflects that one. Bulls will retain possession with 3 seconds remaining on the shot clock. And there's going to be a timeout from Charlie Henry. He wants to try to come up with a play. With 59 seconds remaining here, Jonathan, I would go ahead and they got to try to get something going towards the basket out of this timeout.
The Windy City Bulls?
Oh, yes.
Or Canton Charge?
Oh, the Windy City Bulls.
Oh, Windy City Bulls. Well, yeah, I think so. I think that from what we've seen so far, the three-point shots worked really well. That turnover that we saw on the far right side, Octis couldn't get around that pick, so it's one of those unforced turnovers. You don't want to see that, but it happened. I think that the Bulls are in the driver's seat. Now,
let's talk about the Charge and what they need to do. The Charge needs to be able to go to the basket and get to the foul line. I mean, they have a number of guys that can shoot the ball well from three, but I think also they want to be able to get to the foul line. I don't think that Windy City is going to be trying to foul too much. If you're Charlie Henry, you don't want to see too many fouls here. You're under a minute. You don't want the Charge to have this great comeback. I think you got to get to the basket if you can, if you're the Charge.
The Charge have actually been shooting well above their average from the free throw line tonight. They're only shooting just under 70% from the charity strike. Here's a three-second inbound to Walt Lemon Jr. He forces up a three, and that one hits off the front iron. Rallied in by Bonte Colson. Here comes Scoochie Smith going right to the basket, and that one is going to fall off the rim. Fight for the rebound. That's Levi Randolph, who tried to throw it off Gates. It's handled by Jakar Sampson. 42 seconds. Bulls lead by 12. Here's Sampson with 17 on the shot clock. Kicks it back out to Lemon to try to run down the clock. And the Charge seemed content to let this one run down. 8 on the shot clock, just under 30 seconds remaining. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. Loses the handle, kicks it out. Kaiser Gates, open three off the front rim. 20 seconds remaining. 108-96, Bulls lead. Here's 18 seconds. Kicks it off to Bonte Colson. Colson over to Kobe Simmons. Simmons looks at the clock and realizes, I got to get something going. Cyclone layup, no good. John Octius handles the rebound, and that'll do it here, Jonathan. The Windy City Bulls are going to top the Canton Charge, 108-96. The Bulls pick up their sixth win of the season and improve to 6-12 as the Canton Charge will drop to 7-7.
Oh, the keys came through in a big way. Talked about how you want to be able to establish at home doing something special. It's been a while. Another thing is you want to be able to get to the basket. And also, the second half, you saw the Windy City Bulls, Derek, move the ball from side to side. So you saw that. That's exactly what Canton did in the first half. So it's almost like the Bulls took the blueprint from what we saw from Canton and ended up with a victory, and a victory they really needed to break this four-game losing streak.
Yeah, and the Windy City Bulls, like you said, they get off the schneid, they break the four-game losing streak, they break the five-game losing streak here at the Sears Center Arena. But we also mentioned that not only the ball movement was absolutely fantastic for the Windy City Bulls, but they did such a great job of cutting off easy baskets in the paint.
Yeah, it's no question about it. Now we're going to turn over here to Raleigh Alkins as the Bulls win 108-96. Raleigh, Jonathan, and Derek, congratulations on a victory.
Hey, man, thank you guys so much. It's finally good to get one at home.
It's good to be able for you to come to the table after a victory.
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
Sure. I know.
let's talk a little bit about the ebb and flow of the game. What stood out most about the victory?
Just our defense. I feel like anytime you hold a team like this under 100, that's great defense. And then, we finally got the ball to go in the basket for us. We finally got 100. It's been a while.
Your aggressiveness going to the rack. You didn't take a three-pointer all night. What did you try to do to exploit the Charge defense as far as attacking the rim?
Just being aggressive, taking what they give me. The main thing is just not forcing it or not predetermining what I'm doing. I kind of just read the defense. If they help, I just kick it out to the open man or whoever I find. And then if they don't, then it's just try to get a basket.
Raleigh, you know what I noticed in the second half? The ball moved from side to side, and it kind of took the Charge off balance defensively. Did you notice that?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we played a lot faster. Yeah. You know, we added Walt, and Walt is, he's a fast guy. He's just explosive, and he's dynamic. So, they have to – that's another guy you have to worry about. And I feel like adding him helped us play faster and play more together.
Well, one thing that we mentioned was the ball movement. I mean, but you saw that Kaiser Gates and John Octis absolutely heating up from three. Mm-hmm. When you see that type of ball movement, what does that do for the team here moving forward? What do you want to say?
Oh, man, the sky's the limit. You know, it's still early, and I feel like as we continue to play how we play tonight, carry it over to tomorrow, let's start a run. And then we start a run and then see where we can go.
Raleigh, congratulations. You just hit my phone. Y'all won. So it's official. It's on my phone, so y'all won. Congratulations.
Finally, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
It is Raleigh Alkins with us here as the Bulls win 108-96, Derek.
Gotta love the absolute team effort that it was from the Windy City Bulls. It seemed like they had more than one or two guys putting the ball in the basket. Ball was moving seamlessly, effortlessly, and they were knocking down shots. I mean, they take the six most threes in the league, and you actually saw them knocking it down. They're a dangerous team when they get going from distance.
Okay, so, Derek, you're 1-0 as the voice of the Windy City Bulls on Sportstown Chicago. So what does this mean for tomorrow? Can you make it two in a row?
I would love to make this one two in a row. I'm calling it with Ryan Fahey. That's tomorrow.
Okay, so Derek, so let me teach you. The answer to the question is yes.
Yes.
The answer to the question, not that you'd like to. The answer to the question is yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we're going to make the Bulls two in a row with a victory here at the Sears Center.
Right. We are going to make it two in a row here with me as the play-by-play for the Windy City Bulls here on Sportstown Chicago.
So that's going to be against, as lookout, as the ball hits the desk here. Didn't expect that. Anytime you have balls to the desk, you got to be very careful of that. Anyway, it's plenty of them here sitting, but you don't expect them actually, the ball's actually on the table. So anyway, the next game for SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network will be when Windy City takes on Cap City. That'll be a 6:30 pregame with Ryan Fahey and a 7 o'clock tip.
Cap City go-go, trying to get a, like Raleigh Alkins already mentioned, trying to get two in a row here at home. For Jonathan Hood, Derek Tate, and Ryan Fahey, including Ronnie King and Rob Hill on the sideline reporters, this has been your Windy City Bulls Radio Network broadcast. Bulls on top, 108-96 over the Canton Charge.